That we have the session.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had a correspondence with your group leader. So we exchange the timings and the convenience. He gave the option 8 to 9 and 2 to 3. First of all, I want to convey thanks to your group leader and to you, because it's supposed to be tomorrow, 1 to 2 session, because we have workshop, research methodology and birth statistics in the Department of Medical Education. So tomorrow I'm busy. I have 5 sessions there. Morning to evening, morning 8 to 4 o'clock. So I don't want to miss this session, because this is the first priority, not that. So I want to do. So I requested your group leader and he arranged. I thought, I mean, 2 to 3 it will be boring for you. So 8 to 9 it will be preferable. If this might be the case, I would have preferred 2 to 3. For me today, no problem. Up to 4 o'clock anytime. It is because of you, I mean, I preferred 8 to 9. There is inauguration. I supposed to go, but I skipped that for the workshop. Anyhow, it is not a difficult topic. Tell to your friends. If anything bothering, go through the material. We will discuss in my office anything problem, or if you want, next session I am coming, continuation of this. I will review for 5-10 minutes whatever I am discussing. It is not new. You already know these concepts. Those who are absent, those who didn't come, I mean, tell them that, I mean, I will review, or they can come, I mean, to my office, I mean, to clarify. So what I am going to discuss is about the descriptive statistics. That's for any data set, you have to make some description. That is summarizing whole data. You can't speak about the whole raw data. You have to make summary measure. What is the class average of this group? What is the average mean BMI of this group? Instead of taking all your BMIs, I can speak in terms of, I mean, one figure. So this is what we call, I mean, descriptive statistics. You have to describe it. So the goal of descriptive statistics is to summarize a collection of data in a clear and understandable way. So what are these things? These are the things which we discuss today and the next week session. So I am going to cover now this part. Mean, median, mode and the geometric mean. And, depending upon the type of the data, which is the best measure to use, we will discuss. Later, in the next week, we will discuss about these measures of variability. Now we are here. I have shown you this flow chart before also. We finished this. We are here, descriptive statistics, and I am going to talk about this. Measures of location, then we will see later, and up to your exams, this will be covering up to this topic, that is measures of dispersion. So next semester, we will be talking about, I mean, these concepts. Okay, there are three terminologies, there are three names. Measures of significance, location and averages. All three are same, giving the same meaning. Central tendency is give the tendency of the data, where mainly concentration is, where the location is. And we call, I mean, averages, measures of averages. So these are the terminologies people use in different textbooks, but all are same. So what are the different measures of central tendency? First one is mean, what we call arithmetic mean or average. The second one is median. The third one is mode. So what each one of this? Very simple. You have to add all the values and divide, I mean, how much numbers are there. You will get the mean. There are different mathematical formulas for different set of data. If you have small data, you add all the values and divide, no problem. If you have large data, what to do? If you have still bigger data, how to do? Ultimately, you are getting the mean. But the mathematical formulas are different. If you have 1,000 samples, you can't add all the 1,000 samples and divide with 1,000 to get. This is not a scientific. So statisticians have come out, I mean, to group, I mean, that bigger data set into frequency distribution table. Then you calculate the mean. So I will show you some of those things. The next thing is median. Median is, it divides the data into two parts. And you take the center value. Now if you take this class, the distance, this is the median. the center. If you look the distance from here to here, the same distance and same distance. This is the median. If you go in the traffic roads, the road is divided into equal two parts. It's not that, I mean, one side is 75%, one side is 25%. No, the center is the median. So that the traffic flow must be uniform. Maybe the road will be a four track, or maybe the road will be two track. It's a differs, but the median will be the center. So that is the word what we use, the median terminology. The third one is a mode. Mode is the value which occur most frequently. For example, in your class, 80 marks scored by how many students? 60 marks scored by how many students? So this is the modal value. Sometimes there will be two values, modal values. 80 might have scored by 10 students, 90 might have scored by 10 students. 85. So there are two modal values. There will be three modal values. So we don't know. As the sample is more, we can have more than one modal value. If the sample is small, there may not be any modal value. Because if I take only 5 students or 10 students, the value may not be occurring twice. He may be getting 72, he may be getting 82. Not, I mean, again repeating. So as the sample is small, there is no modal value, no modal value. The sample is large, there will be lot of, I mean, modal values. Maybe 2, maybe 3, maybe 4. Okay, these are the mathematical expressions. Again, nothing to worry. We are not going to ask you to memorize or to look, I mean, concentrate for your exam. But you must know the mechanism, how it will work out. So this is the, for the population. This is the Greek letter mu, what we use. You have the next slide, all abbreviations. Yes. So this is mu. This is the sigma. You add up all the values of x, the observations, and divide, I mean, with your total scores. You can see here the values are, I mean, the n is capital for the population, whereas n is small for sample. And this is x bar. This again is sigma. You add up all the values in a sample and divide with the total score, you get, I mean, the mean value. We will see the different formulas later. Take simple example. 7 observations. How to get the mean? You add up all the values. The total is 27. You divide with 7. This is the mean value, 3.9. If you have bigger data, because of space problem, I didn't put still bigger data, even though it is small, but the mechanism is here. This example talks about, you have how many students? 8 students, and these are the marks scored by these students. 20 is occurring 2 times, so I put, I mean, the frequency. We discussed about how to make the frequency distribution, simple frequency distribution, group frequency distribution in the previous session. So this is simple frequency distribution. So 15 marks scored by 3 students, 20 scored by 2 students, this is the frequency. How to get the mean value for this? You can get the mean here also. You add up all this, divide with 8, you'll get the mean, no problem. But if you have, I mean, larger data, say instead of 8, you have 80. Here, only you have 8. Say instead of 8, you have 80 marks. So adding all the 80 marks, dividing, it's a time consuming. So what you do, you make the frequency, 15 is occurring 3 times, 20 is occurring 2 times, like this, then you multiply f into x, this value, 3 into 15, 45, 2 into 20, 40, 2 into 21, 42, 1 into 23, 23, then add up all these things. This is what it is, summation of fx divided by m, you get the mean. So what you are doing here, instead of adding all this, you are making simplification, you are multiplying it and taking the total and taking the average, the mean value. So this is for simple frequency distribution, how to calculate the mean value. Okay, let's see some properties, characteristics of the mean. It is the balance point of the distribution. Whatever may be the extreme values, it will take, I mean, the average. Say for example, you have some of the students getting, I mean, very high marks. Some of the students are getting low marks. But what you are doing? We are adding together. We are taking the average. So we are diluting, I mean, the higher values and lower values. So central value is coming, the balance value. So this is what it is. You can see here by picture, you have most of the values on the higher side, very few are here, but the mean is here. The mean is here. The mean is here, because most of the values on the lower side. So what's the main drawback of this mean? What is the drawback? What is the disadvantage?
It's affected by the extreme values.
It's affected by the extreme values. Suppose 20 students in your group might be scoring a mean more than 90. And 50 students, I mean, around 65-70. So if you add up all these things, your average will be around 75. So it is affected by the extreme values. Instead of that, what I can do? I discussed something in the previous session. You categorize. That's why the university grading system. A plus, A. So you are not adding. Those who got a mean more than 90, you give separate grade. Those who got a mean between 70 and 75, you give separate grade. So separate. You are not adding them in anything. So thus we can avoid the effect of extreme values, either it's low or high. So these are some of the advantages and disadvantages of this concept of mean. First, you see the plus points. It's a mathematical center of the distribution. Mathematically, it's very strong. That's why the statisticians and statistical theory has been developed on the mean, not a mean on median and mode. And it's good for interval and ratio data, that is for quantitative data. We'll discuss about this. Interval and ratio both are quantitative. And this is good to use mean for quantitative data, either it's interval or ratio data. What's the beauty of this? It doesn't ignore any information. We are taking everyone. We are taking the higher values, we are taking the lower values, we are taking the moderate values and putting together and getting one value. We are not discarding, we are not removing any information. As I told you, inferential statistics is based on mathematical properties. Because it's a mathematical, it's a very strong. It has proved, a lot of mathematical expressions, by taking mean into consideration. What are the disadvantages? As we discussed, it's influenced by the extreme scores and skewed distributions. I will tell you later what is skewed, what is symmetric. It may not exist in the data. How? Because you have your individual values. Some new value is coming. Mean. Because you are adding and dividing, some new value which is not a mean available in the data set. Are you getting?
Yes.
So something something new value we are getting from the data. Of course, that's not a big disadvantage, but it is one of the points. The next is the median. It's very simple. You arrange it in the increasing or decreasing order and take the middle value. So we have here two situations. One is n is odd or n is even. What is odd number? What are the even numbers?
I like turn out getting divided by 2 and give it a street number. Street number.
The odd numbers are 1, 3, 5, 7, 9. These are the numbers. What about even numbers?
2, 4, 6.
So now you take the first example, the values of 5, 8, 9, 10, 28. You arrange it in increasing order and take the center value. No problem. Median is 9. Then n is even. We have the situation here, how many? You have 6 observations. So how to take the center value? So what you have to do? Take the average of the center 2 values. So that will be the median, which is 19.5. This is for simple data. For other type of data, we'll show you later. So what are the plus points and minus points for this? It's not influenced by the extreme scores or the skew distribution because we're not bothered about the least or highest. We are taking the center value. Mm-hmm. It's good with ordinal data. That is only for qualitative data we can calculate. Ordinal data we have to calculate the median, not for quantitative data. And easier to compute the median than mean, because mean you have to add up all the values. If you do simple arithmetic, if you are doing manually, then it's a mistake. Whereas median, no problem. You arrange it and take the center value. No calculations. What about the minus points, the negative points? It may not exist in the data sometimes. Yes. Because when you take the even, you are taking the average. And does not take into account, all the values. That's another disadvantage. Because you are not taking, the higher values, you are not taking the lower values, you are taking only one value in the center. You are not using most of the information, from your data. Third is mode. As I told you, the value which occurs, more frequently. Take the first example, 3 is occurring 3 times, mode is 3. In the second example, 1 is occurring 3 times, 3 value is occurring 3 times, so the mode is both 1 and 3. Whereas in the third example, there is no modal value. No value is occurring more than once. So what is the modal value here? So we have a lot of values. So to make it simple, we can pick 264, 317, 384. So these are the values which occur twice. So you have three values, which we call, I mean, these modal values, I mean, in this data set. So what are the advantage? It is good for both nominal and ordinal data. That is, both for qualitative data you can use it, whereas median is only for ordinal. Whereas for mode, you can use both for nominal and ordinal. So how we can use? What is nominal? Example I told you. Gender, male and female. Exam result, pass and fail. How many of you passed subject exam? Very tough. Very difficult. So how many of you fail? This is the percentage. Pass and fail. So you are taking 70% pass, I mean 30% fail. So this is what we use, I mean, mode. Ordinal data also, I mean, how much, I mean, income status, I mean, low income, I mean, what percentage, I mean, higher income, we can use it, I mean, the mode concept. Mode is nothing, I mean, taking percentage. It's the easiest to compute and understand. There is no mathematical formulas complex like mean. The score comes, I mean, from the data set. Like median and mean, we are not getting any new value. We are getting the value from the own data set. What are the disadvantage? It ignores most of the information in the distribution. Because you are taking only the frequently occurring value. You are not bothering about other values. And small samples, as I told you before, small samples may not have sometimes, I mean, the model value.
Doesn't keep the extreme back. Sometimes wouldn't show you the extreme of the data.
Sometimes?
Would not give you the extreme values of the data.
Yes.
Range of the data.
No, we are taking only the frequent value. We are not bothering about the highest or, I mean, the least or moderate values. Yes. Sometimes you have more than two modal values, sometimes you may not have more. Okay, put together all the three. So this is the data for 10 subjects. So the mean is 41.7. You add up all the values and divide, and the median is here because it is n is the even number. You take the average, I mean, of the center two values. And the mode is 34 because 34 is occurring twice. So this is life is very simple for simple data. I'll go to the examples later. So let's compare, I mean, the mean and median. We discussed, I mean, on these points. Mean is sensitive to very large or small values, often called outliers, extreme values, whereas median is resistant, I mean, to the outliers. But mean is attractive mathematically. That's why we use, even though it's having some problems, I mean, we are using more frequently because the mathematical theory has been developed on this. Let's take, I mean, in this example, you have 10 subjects here, okay? The mean is 41.7. For example, your 11th subject age is 97 years. What will happen, I mean, to your mean and median? Up to here, okay, how many values? 10, the previous example. The next observation is 97. What will happen to the mean? What will happen to the median? Whether mean will change or median will change?
Mean will change.
But median will be almost the same. Suppose if you do incorrectly some data entry instead of 97, 977, what will happen to the mean? What will happen to median? Again, the same thing. Mean will change compared to previous value, whereas median doesn't change. Okay, now I'm moving to some different examples. This is the data which talks about 1,339 families, about their number of children. So how to read this frequency distribution? Any data you are looking, any article you are reading, try to understand, I mean, what the content, I mean, of the table, what the title is, what is the information in the table. Then only you can understand, I mean, the running matter, the text. So this information talks about the number of children, that is 12 families, they didn't have any child, maybe they are recently married. 25 families, they had only one child. 733 families, they have two children, like this, I mean the data. So this is the number of children, this is the frequency. Now how to calculate the mean number of children? The crude method is, put all 1,339, you add up and divide, you get. But that's not the scientific way. So you make it, I mean, frequency distribution like this. Then you multiply it. Simple. You multiply this column with this column. You get, I mean, this column. You add up. And this is the formula. You take this total and divide with your sample size, you'll get this. Of course, it may not be a fraction of number of children. You make it, I mean, round figure. So 3. So on average, This 1,339 families, they have three children. Are you with me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm sorry for this because this is a textbook information material. So the previous example here, this one, it is simple. You add up all the values and divide with the number, you will get the mean. Whereas here, I want to concentrate your attention here. So this example talks about the protein intake of 400 families. This is the group frequency distribution. Previously, what we have seen? Simple frequency. Now we are grouping. Because you have 400 samples, it is very difficult, even to make simple frequency. So this is the group frequency distribution. You have the class intervals, you have the number of families. So what it talks about, this diagram. There are 30 families whose protein intake is between 15 to 25. And there are 10 families, those who are higher income, their protein intake per day is between 75 to 85. So we have to calculate what is the average, the mean protein intake of these 400 families. So how to do mathematically this? You can't multiply like previous example, this versus this. It's a problem because you have lower limit and upper limit. What you have to do? Again, average. You take the midpoint. So what you have to do? 15 plus 25 divided by 2,
20.
So once you get this midpoint, then you multiply it. 30 plus 20, 600, 40 into 30, this value. Once you get this column, you take the total, then
you divide
the number of families, you get 47.5. So what we have seen here, three situations we have seen. Simple data within 10, how to calculate the mean. Simple frequency, how to calculate the mean. Group frequency, how to calculate the mean. For other concept, median, how to do? Of course, this example, the same thing. You take increasing order or decreasing order, you arrange it and take the center value because here the sample size is 24. They are taking the center two values average, median, that's not the problem. Whereas here, for the group, same data, protein intake for 400 families, how to calculate the median? Here we are not doing the midpoints. What you have to do? You have to get the cumulative frequency. What do you mean by cumulative frequency? You are adding subsequent values. See, for example, here 30 plus 40 is 70, 70 plus 100 is 170, 170 plus 110 is 280. Like this, your total must be this 400, 400 same. Now, once you get that, what you have to do? Look this formula again, mathematical expression. Median is equal to L plus N by 2 minus F, capital F divided by small f multiplied by C. I will explain you simply, it's very simple. N by 2, what is the sample size here? 400 divided by 2, which is 200. Then you have to look this 200 in the cumulative frequency column where it is falling. Because median, what is median? The center value. Center is what? 200 out of 400. So where it is falling? In the cumulative frequency, it is 170. It is falling here. So corresponding value, this is the frequency. This is what it is. Yeah, 110. Are you seeing here? 200 is falling here. So go back and this is your median class, 45 to 55. And L is the lower limit of the median class. Are you with me or lost? First, what you have to do? Total sample size divided by 2, which is the median value, the center value, 200. How to get 200 here? Instead of adding, what you are doing, you are for making easy our life, you are calculating the cumulative frequency. This is what has subsequent values, 30 plus 40, 70, 70 of this. Now you look 200 where it is falling. It is falling here. Because 170 it is stopping here. So 200 member, the 400 families, 200 family where it is. It is here. So the corresponding class interval, this median class. So this is your median class. 45 to 55, and N is the lower limit of the median class. This is what 45. And N by 2 is 200. And what is capital F? Capital F is the median class preceding value in the cumulative frequency column. So 280, previous preceding value is 170. This is 170. Then F is the frequency in the frequency column of the median class, 110. And C is the width of class interval. So the difference is 10. So you substitute all the values and do simple arithmetic, you get the median 47.7.
Right.
What about mean we got? 47.5. What about median? You got 47.7. What about mode? There is a formula, I don't want to confuse you, but it is very simple. Those who are interested in mathematics, you can look. But there is another simple formula. Mode is equal to, mode is equal to 3 times you multiply the median and subtract 2 times of mode, mean. Then you get the mode. So this is very simple. You have the median, you have the mean. So what to do? You multiply 3 times of the median, get the value, and you multiply 2 times of mean, you subtract, you get the mode. So this is the indirect shortcut formula. So what is the mode value here? 47.5. So what I want to make the observation here, mode is same, median is same, mean is same. So where this value is falling here? You see here, in the center. 47.5, where it is? It is in this class interval.
Mm-hmm.
So what is the number of maximum number of families? It's 110. See here? So what it is giving the measure of average? What I told in the beginning? Center location. Center tendency.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever you have, the lowest protein intake or highest protein intake, your concentration is in the center here. So on average, all the three measures are showing around 47.7 protein intake. Let it be mean, let it be median, let it be mode. So the concept is, I will refer again when talking normal distribution, when the data follows normal distribution, which is a bell-shaped curve, all the three characteristics, mean, median, mode will be the same, will fall on the same line. Provided the data must be normal distribution. What is normal distribution? I think you must have the bell-shaped curve. You put the picture, I will have the next term in transference. You have the bell-shaped curve where you have some values are least, some values are highest, and most values are in the middle. You take your class marks. If I put the picture of 130 students, some of you around on left-hand side. That is, maybe due to some problems, they might have gotten low marks. Most of you are on the right-hand side, working very hard, getting good marks. But bulk, below average and above average are in the center. So it will be a shape, of bell-shaped curve. But what will happen in the mean value? Mean will be in the center, and the median will be in the center. Mode will be in the center. This is what, the property of normal distribution. Okay, you have something down?
Yeah, is it true that when you have a lot of information or a lot of numbers, usually they tend to be at the center?
Yes, yes. When they have the large data only, this property, what I told, mean, median, mode will be the same. For the small data set, no. I will come back to that. So apart from these three routinely, universally used measures, we have other two measures, geometric mean and harmonic mean. There are 5 measures, mean, median, mode, geometric mean and harmonic mean. But this we won't use that much regularly. But in the literature, if you look any textbook, any material, they will be talking about these two measures also. So what is geometric mean? Geometric mean, this is used when you have the unusual values. That is, if you take bacterial growth, how will it be? It will be exponential. It is not, increasing sequence. Take antibody titer values. If you give vaccination, how will you see the efficacy of vaccine? You have to take the sample and look, how the antibody titer values are changing. Then only we can assess, the vaccine efficacy. Now you look this example here. These are the 5 antibody titer values, 4, 8, 16, 32, 64. This is doubling. These are not, normal values. You can't take the mean, just adding these 5 values and divide with 5. If you do that, this is the value, which is wrong. So what you have to do? In mathematics, if you look any scientific calculator, there is a key called logarithms and anti-log. I think you might have heard about this. So what you have to do? We have to take logarithms for this. So log of 4 is 0.6, log of 8 is 0.9, log of 16 is 1.2, like this. Then you take the mean of this. Once you get this value, you convert again anti-log. anti-log 1 point, this is the correct value, this is the mean antibody titer values for this 5 observation is 15.8. Now you see, if you add up, I mean this routinely, it is 24.8, which is wrong. So when you have unusual data, like examples of antibody titers or bacterial growth, mainly in animal experiments, I mean we have this type of data. We use this measure. What about the harmonic mean? I'm not having anything about that because it's mostly unrelevant. Harmonic mean we use when you calculate the average speed. Suppose if you are traveling from one place to other place, say you are covering a distance of 1,500 kilos. From here, Riyadh, you have started in your latest Lexus or BMW or some other car, and due to unfortunately it got breakdown after 500 kilometers. You traveled with 250 kilos with the speed, so you stopped the car, then you have taken some other mode of transport, say some truck is going on and you have got into the truck, and the truck is going very slow, 100 kilos, not like your BMW. So again you got down from the truck, you found some camel, healthy camel, and you sat on a camel. Camel will go how much speed? 30, 40, 50? So different speed. So you have BMW one speed, truck one speed, camel one speed, then again bus another speed. When you have this different speed, what is the average speed you travel? You can't do the average of arithmetic mean. You have to use harmonic mean. So you have to take the reciprocal. There is a mathematical formula. You have to take the reciprocal of all the speeds and take the mean. So this we want to use in our setup. So this is generally for racing, for other situations we use. So just to remember that there are 5 measures of center tendency: arithmetic mean, median, mode, geometric mean, and harmonic mean. Now, the shape of the distributions. I think it makes some noise here, this slide, because this is not my slide. I think because
it's terrorism.
This
is terrorism.
Okay, no problem. Excuse. Okay, what is the shape of the distribution? There are 2 types. One is a symmetrical and other is a skew. Symmetrical, if you divide the curve, it will be the mirror image. Two sides. Whereas a skew, I will show you with examples. So distribution is symmetrical if the frequencies of the right and left tails of the distribution are identical, so that if it is divided into 2 halves, each one will be mirror image of the other. So this is clear. In a symmetrical distribution, the mean, median, mode are identical. That's what I told in the previous example. This is the typical example. Of course, this is not exactly the bell-shaped curve, but it looks like it's a bell-shaped curve. This is the symmetrical distribution. You can see here, the mean is higher, the mode is, less. Okay, positively skewed. Positively skewed is, you have most of the values on the lower side, very few values on the higher side. Negatively skewed, most of the values on the higher side, very few values on the lower side. Let's see the next slide, it will be clear. So this is your positively skewed. You have most of the data on the lower side, very few on the higher side. Skewed is what? Narrow. A very narrow place. So the curve is becoming narrow here. This at the end, the positive side. So it's called, positively skewed. Positive is, remember, the higher values. Negative, remember, the lower values. It doesn't mean negative is minus. No. The terminology is on the lower side, lower tail. Whereas positive is on the right tail. So here, positively skewed means most of the data on your left side and the few variables, on. Take for your example, your surgery example. Most of you, your marks will be here. Very few will be here. So this is, you can remember. So what about negatively skewed? Take first cut exam. So most of you are here. Okay? Very few, those who didn't attend, those who didn't listen, maybe here. So this is negatively skewed. So most of you are getting good marks, very few getting this. So this is called skewed depth. So the property here, what you should remember is, see here. This slide, it is important. Are you seeing here? Median is in the center. Mean is higher in the positively skewed data. Whereas here, median is same, mean is less. Whereas mode is higher. So your mean and mode will get, I mean, interchange. It will become higher in one positively skewed, mean will be higher in the positively skewed, whereas mean will be less in the negatively skewed. Whereas median, what is the property of median? The center. Let it be positive, let it be negative. It will be in the center. Whereas your mode and mean will get a mean change. So you should remember this. Most of the students in the exam, they get confused. So positively skewed, mean will be higher. Negatively skewed, mean will be less. Whereas median is a constant. The other way is, for the positively skewed, mode will be less. For negatively skewed, mode will be higher. So you can look, I mean, this picture. This is MO is mode, okay? MD is the median, and X bar is the mean. This is indicates positively skewed, this indicates negatively skewed. Of course, this is symmetric, it's a bell shape, all three are same. Mean, median, mode, all are same. You can look, I mean, examples here. For the symmetrical distribution, you can give any examples, age, height, weight, BMI, serum cholesterol, albumin, hemoglobin. Any quantitative data of sufficient sample size will follow proper distribution. Because some patients will have low hemoglobin, some patients, I mean, very healthy, have high, and most of them are in the middle. So this is normal. BMI also, some will have lower weight, some are obese, and most of them are in the middle. So this is normal. So all these characteristics, all these variables, I mean, will follow normal distribution. Whereas positively skewed, the example here is a tricep skin fold measurement. If I take, I mean, your tricep skin fold measurements, it won't follow normal distribution. It will follow a positively skewed. What about this example, period of gestation? What is the normal period of gestation? How many weeks? 38, 40. But not some women will have around 25, not some women will have, I mean, around 45, some will have 30, no. Most of them will have in one particular period. That is between 38, I mean, so that data will follow negatively skewed distribution. So example is period of gestation. Of course, there are other, I mean, distributions, is not necessary. Look this here. This is called, I mean, reverse J-shaped, I mean, curve, where if you look the lung cancer patients, in the beginning, this survival will be better. As the time goes, the detroits, they will die. Stage of the cancer, stage 1, stage 2, stage 3, stage 4. So this is in the beginning. All survives. So as the time goes, it will decline. So this is, I mean, J-shaped, I mean, curve. Of course, this is hormone levels of male and females, which is different. You know, I mean, males and females hormone levels are maybe different. It won't follow any distribution. So this is uniform distribution. For example, if you take the data, occurrence of disease with no seasonal pattern, it will have uniform. For example, you take, I mean, fever, cold, I mean, throat infection, it will be always there. Either you take, I mean, any season, it will be always, I mean, prevalent. So there are a lot of distributions, but we concentrate only on these three. Okay. Now this is very important slide. How to choose the best, I mean, measure of central tendency, depending upon your type of the data. I told you in the previous sessions, the type of the data is very important concept. Now, the variable is nominal, what to use?
Nominal
is qualitative data. Use mode. If the variable is ordinal, what to use?
Median.
Either median or mode. You can use, I mean, both. If the variable is interval ratio, the distribution is symmetrical.
X bar.
All the three. I told you symmetrical. Symmetrical is normal. Normal distribution. So all three will be the same. You can use all the three. But the mean is more relevant. But all three values will be the same. If the variable is interval ratio, the distribution is skewed. Let it be positively skewed or negatively skewed.
Median.
Remember, interval ratio means quantitative data. Interval ratio means both quantitative data, either interval data or ratio data. Nominal, ordinal, or qualitative data. So if the variable is interval ratio, the distribution is skewed, what to use? Either mode or median. Not certainly not mean value. Okay, it's clear? Now, for the continuation of the next session, so this is the last slide, which gives the idea. look again these values here. You have three sets of values. First set is 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Total is 45. Second set of values is 3, 4, 9, 12, 15. The number of observations are 5. The total is 45. The third set is 1, 5, 9, 13, 17. Again, the total is 45. No problem. The mean is, say, 9, 9, 9. The first series is homogeneous. The second series is not homogeneous, not heterogeneous. And the third series is very heterogeneous. But the mean is same. So what's the idea here? It is not sufficient, I mean, to calculate only the measure of averages, but you must calculate for your data the measure of variability also. If I say this class average marks in particular exam is say 78, what will be the variability? How much variability is there in the class? Some of you are intelligent, some of you are above average, some of you are average. So how much variability is there in the class? So we have to measure the variability also. So that what I mean here, you can see here the standard deviation for the first series is 1.58 because they are close. The second series is not that much, I mean, homogeneous, not that much heterogeneous, it is 4.74. Whereas third series you can see here, it is very heterogeneous, the variability is 6.32. So this we will discuss the measure of variability in the next session. What are the different measures to calculate the variability in any data set? So that's also the part of any descriptive statistics. Okay?
Thank you.
Thank you.
The positive scale will be the mean
will be higher. See? This is the scale. You assume this is the scale, so this mean will be here. Whereas median in the center.
This is the mode.
No, this is MD is median. This is mode. So this is mean, median is center, this is mode. MO. MD. Don't get confused. Mode. MO. Okay.